Good morning. This is Precept Bible Study, and we are studying, Lord, I Want to Know You, that is about the names of God. And our study today is going to be on two chapters, chapter 7 and chapter 8, and we'll be studying the name of Jehovah, and that means the self-existent one. And then in chapter 8, we'll be studying Jehovah Jireh, meaning the Lord will provide. So let's begin our study in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for who you are, for pinning it down with your own fingers and placing it where that we today, after all these years, your word has been kept and your word is true. And we thank you that we have this opportunity to get to know you more, to know you by your names, because through your names we can learn your character, your attributes, and your nature. And I pray now that the Holy Spirit will lead, guide, and direct us as we study together, and I ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, of all the names of God, Jehovah is the name most frequently used in the Old Testament. The first of 6,823 uses occur in Genesis 2, verse 4. The very first is in Genesis 2, 4. And the word Jehovah is compounded with Elohim, and we learned in our first name, the name Elohim, which means creator. So Jehovah is our Elohim, our creator. And the word or the name of Jehovah derived from Hava, which means to be, to become. So Jehovah or Lord in capital letters in our Bible, we think in terms of being self-existent and life, and we think of Jehovah as the being who is absolutely self-existent, the one who in himself possesses essential life and permanent existence. We know that he was in the beginning, before anything was created. He is without beginning, and he is without end. And looking at some scriptures, we look first at Moses and what God said to him. He told Moses, "Behold, I am going to be sons of Israel, and I shall say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. Now they may say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them?" And this was what God was saying, what Moses was saying to God at the burning bush. And God said in return to Moses, "I am who I am. Tell them that I am has sent me to you." And this is my name forever, and this is my memorial name to all generations. And we find that in Exodus 3:13-15. Jehovah is the self-existent one. I am who I am. He is the eternal I am, the Alpha and Omega, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And all of life is contained in Him. So why should we look anywhere else? Or why do we rest in His unchangeableness? He has never failed, and it won't begin now. He cannot fail. He is Jehovah, the self-existent, covenant-keeping God. So when God made this statement to Moses, His people understood for the first time the real significance of what Jehovah meant, what it meant. It was saying that He is, I am the Lord Jehovah, and I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as God Almighty. And we learned that God Almighty means El Shaddai. But by my name, Lord Jehovah, I did not make myself known to them, and I also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan in which they sojourn. So Jehovah fulfilled the covenant He had made with Abraham regarding the land of Canaan. So Genesis 15:13-21 tells us how that the Israelites returned to Canaan after 400 years of bondage in Egypt. And Hebrews 13:8 tells us that He is Jehovah, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And then when you go to Exodus 34:5-7, we see that the Lord Jehovah descended in the cloud and stood there with Moses as he called upon the name of the Lord Jehovah. And the Lord Jehovah passed by in front of him and proclaimed, "The Lord Jehovah, the Lord Jehovah, God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness and truth, who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgives iniquity, transgression of sin, yet He will by no means leave the guilty unpunished, visiting the iniquity of fathers or on the children and on the grandchildren to the third and fourth generation. This is Jehovah." So, in the memory verse that we want to remember from this scripture is Exodus 3:14. "And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And He said, thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, I am has sent me to you." Now, a few questions about what we've just read and studied. The name of Jehovah is used most frequently in Scripture than in other name, and is used more frequently in Scripture than any other name of God. So exactly what did we learn that Jehovah means? And we learned in the Scripture in earlier, it means to be, to become the self-existent one. God was before the beginning. He was self-existent. And that's why that he is Jehovah, self-sufficient one. So the next question is, how does the meaning of Jehovah parallel God's answer to Moses in Exodus 3:13-15? It parallels Jehovah in these scriptures that we just read as I am. I am who I am. Jehovah, self-existent one. So the next thing we look at is Jehovah is the God of the covenant. So from this study, what did we learn about covenant keeping? Jehovah that can be applied to our life today in covenant keeping. We learned through this that God keeps his covenant when he makes covenant with man. And today, that same word, that same covenant that he made in the Old Testament with Abraham applies to us today. He is unchanging and remains faithful today in all that he says. Now that is going to cover our study in lesson 7 on Jehovah, the self-existent one. And now let's look at chapter 8. And in this chapter, we learn the name here as Jehovah Jireh. And that means Lord will provide. So there are many names that is more than Jehovah. And I may not pronounce all of these correctly. Some of them are kind of hard to pronounce, but I'll do the best I can. He is known as Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Tekenseu, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Ra, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Sabbath, Jehovah Shema, and Jehovah Mekadishkim. So what do these names mean? So by being compounded with Jehovah, the self-sufficient one, each one shows us that the very essence of his being is love, to give, to be more than self-constrained. So as the self-sufficient one, he desires to meet the needs of all those that he created in his image. So he becomes Jehovah, our provider, Jehovah, our shepherd, Jehovah that sanctifies us, and so forth. And he reaches beyond himself because it is part of his character to do so. So the first of these compound names that we're going to look at today is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. So this name of God in the life of Abraham is very significant. So let's look at some scriptures and we'll see and understand more about Jehovah Jireh as the provider. In Genesis 22, 1 through 19, and I will read these verses, and then we will see how that they pertain to God as Jehovah Jireh. Starting with verse 1, chapter 22. Now it came about after these things that God blessed Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. And he said, Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, took two of the young men with him, and Isaac his son, and he split wood for the burnt offering, and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. And on the third day, Abraham raised his eyes and saw the place from a distance. And Abraham said to the young men, Stay here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go yonder, and we will worship and return to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offerings and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked on together. And Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. So the two of them walked on together. And then they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built the altar there and arranged the wood and bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. And he said, Do not stretch out your hand against the lad and do nothing to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And then Abraham raised his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the place of his own son. And Abraham called the name of that place, The Lord Will Provide, Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, In the mount of the Lord it will be provided. And then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son. Indeed, I will greatly bless you, and I will greatly multiply your seed as the stars of the heavens, and the sand is on the seashore, and your seed shall possess the gate of their enemies. And in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned to his young men, and they arose and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham lived at Beersheba. So, looking now at what we've just read, we want to look at three words and see how that these words play a part in Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that will provide. First of all, let's look at love. How is love used in connection with the father Abraham and his son Isaac? In the very beginning of the scripture, we see that God had told Abraham to take his son, his only begotten son, the son that he loved, and go to the place that he would show him and sacrifice him to the Lord. So what are we seeing here? Remember, as we studied earlier in the book of Genesis, where Abraham had told Abraham and Sarah, his wife, that he was going to give them a son, and how that he would, from the seed, his seed, would come forth his son Isaac. So what do we see here? In the beginning, God had told him to take this son that he had promised, and that even had waited in his old age before that promise was fulfilled. And God was doing what? He was testing Abraham to show his faith toward God. And he had said, take your son, your only begotten son that you love. He knew that Abraham loved him more than anything, and it was a test. Now, let's look at the next word, which is obeyed. So, in seeing the scriptures and going back, after God had told Abraham to take his son, then we see that Abraham obeyed God, the scripture says. Because Abraham obeyed God, he told Abraham that through his seed, singular, not multiple, all the nations of the earth would be blessed because Abraham obeyed the Lord. Because he was obedient and followed the Lord, he showed faith toward God. And because of his obedience, God said that he would be blessed through his seed, that all the nations of the earth would be blessed because he was obedient. Now, let's go on and look at the word worship. Where and how was Abraham going to worship God? Remember, whenever he came to Mount Moriah, he told his servants, said the young men, stay here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go yonder, and we will worship and return. So what was this worship that he was going to do? He was going to offer his son, his only begotten son that he loved, to the Lord as a sacrifice. And that was a form of worship. And so he worshiped by obeying what God had told him. Now, let's look at a few questions on this further in these verses. Why was Abraham going to offer his son? Because God had told him to. So, in what land did we see that he was to make the sacrifice? It was in the land of Moriah. And so, where was it in the land that he was to make the sacrifice? The scripture says one of the mountains. So why then did Abraham name that place the Lord will provide, Jehovah Jireh? Because whenever he put his son on the altar, the Lord provided, didn't he? He provided the ram instead of Abraham's son. So, these three words, obey, love, and worship, what is the relationship of these three words? Obey. First of all, the relation was the fact that Abraham obeyed God. And the next thing that we look at is love. He loved his son, but he was obedient. He obeyed God because he loved God above all things, because he knew that God is the one that gave his son to him. And then worship, because Abraham loved the Lord, because Abraham had been provided a son, Jehovah Jireh had provided his son, then he was going to worship him by sacrificing, by being obedient. So why did God tell Abraham to offer up Isaac? It was to test him, wasn't it? To test his faith. So what did Abraham offer to God in Isaac's place? The sacrifice that God had provided, which was the ram. So, do we need, or do we not desire, do we deserve to die for our sins? Yes, we know that we deserve to die. But because Jesus became our sacrifice, God provided his son. So we know that God provided the sacrifice in our place for our sins by giving his only begotten son that he loved. So Jesus was his only begotten son, and he provided the sacrifice for our sins through his son. This is a picture in the Old Testament of the sacrifice of Jesus, how that God provided his son. Abraham was a picture of God, and Isaac was a picture of Jesus as God provided. It was a foreshadow of what God was going to provide for the world, for our sins. So let's go forward now and see some more about Jehovah Jireh. We know that in John 1, verse 29, the scripture tells us that God did provide for us with the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. That's John 1, 29. And then John 5, 21 says, "For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son also gives life to whom he wishes." Now, Abraham knew that God had all power, that he was the all-sufficient one, and that if he had enough faith in God, that he believed that if he took his son and sacrificed him, that God would raise him from the dead. And we know
that God raises or raised his son after he died. 3 days, then he was resurrected, and he gives life to all that believe. So, we're looking now at some more scripture, and look at 2 Chronicles 3, chapter 3, verse 1. Besides being the place where Abraham offered Isaac, Mount Moriah was significant because Solomon began to build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to his father David at the place that David had prepared on the threshing floor of Arnon the Jebusite. So, on Mount Moriah, every temple sacrifice for sin would echo Abraham's words, "The Lord will provide, Jehovah Jireh." As it is said, "To this day, in the mount of the Lord, it will be provided." Genesis 22, verse 14. So, we know that in the Old Testament, the people once a year would have to make sacrifice with bulls and goats to take away their sins. But in Hebrews 10, chapter 10, verse 4 through 5, it tells us that God prepared a body for his son. And then we know that there is a crown laid up. There he laid him on the cross. And here we see that there was no ram in the thicket to take Jesus' place, because the lamb was the provision of Jehovah Jireh for the sins of the world. What man could not provide, Jehovah Jireh did. Let's look at Hebrews 9, verse 27. "There is a time coming," it says, "it is appointed unto men once to die." And then we look at John chapter 3, verse 36. "He who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him." So, there is a time to die for all. And all will die. So we either have to choose life or death. The only way that we can have life is through Jehovah Jireh that provides his son, Jesus. It's only through Jesus that we can have life eternal. Now, looking at the word Jireh in the Old Testament, it means to see. So, he is God. When he sees, he foresees. Our all-knowing, ever-present, eternal Father, he knows the end from the beginning, and thus in his omniscience he provides. So God will see for himself the Lamb. Now let's look at Genesis 22:14. Abraham named the place that he was. It says, "The Lord will provide, Jehovah Jireh." as it is said, to this day, in the mount of the Lord, it will be provided. It will be provided means it will be seen. And Jehovah Jireh, we want to look at Jehovah Jireh because He provides far more than our salvation. He also provides our needs day by day. Let's look again at Matthew 6, verses 7 and 8. And when you are praying, do not use meaningless repetition as the Gentiles do, for they suppose that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. So we know that Jehovah Jireh both sees and knows our needs. So, looking at Romans 8, verse 32, the scripture says, He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how will He not also with Him, Jesus, freely give us all things? And in Philippians 4, verse 19, Paul wrote, My God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And we'll end this with the memory verse, And my God shall supply all your needs to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. So we know that Jehovah Jireh is a God that provides. So, we have learned two more names in this lesson. We learned the name Jehovah, and then we learned the name Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah, we learned first, meant the self-existent. Jehovah, I am, always has been, always will be. He is the self-existent one. He always existed. And then we learned about Jehovah Jireh, that Jehovah Jireh is the Lord that will provide. He provides our salvation, and He also provides our everyday needs. Let us close then in prayer. Heavenly Father, I do pray that Your word that has been brought to us today, some more wonderful characters of who You are, the great Almighty, all-sufficient, always has been, I am. And Father, the Lord, Jehovah, Jehovah, and Jehovah Jireh, two more names that we can see Your character and Your attributes and Your nature. And Father, how thankful that we ought to be to know that You loved us so much, that You made us, You created us in Your image, And you created us, Father, for your glory. And you created us for your will, to please you. And you gave your precious Son as our sacrifice, that we might have life everlasting. Father, continue to be with us as we do this study, and every name that you have given that is written in your book, I pray that it will open our eyes and our hearts, that we will know you as the great Almighty God that you are, Father, and that we will live our lives, that all that see us will see you. May that image that you created us to be like you, may it show above self, that others may glorify your name. And I ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.